welcome to Soul Train, folks. This is Ed Furtick. I'm your host, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. You know, I've been involved in personal fitness for about 25 years, and I'm hoping to help you get into a fitness mentality. And to do that, we have some great guests on our show. And today's guest is Joanna Ezinga, E-Z-I-N-G-A. And she can be found at ezingafitness.com. So good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Thanks for coming here. You have any trouble getting here?
Not at all. My pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me.
All right. Now, we're going to talk about running today and how that can help people get fit. Now, what's your background in regard to running?
Well, my professional background in running involves a few different areas. First of all, I'm a certified USA Triathlon certified coach, a level 2 coach. And in that regard, I work with people not only in running, but also in biking and swimming. I'm also a personal trainer. And I'm also a certified as a teacher in yoga. So by bringing all of those disciplines together, I can help people meet just about any fitness goal they have.
Awesome. And you live up in Canaan, New York, correct?
I do. I live in Canaan.
Okay. Now, how does running help a person become fit? Assuming we're talking about novices.
Yeah, I think many people this time of year, once the weather gets a little bit warmer, they start thinking about getting outside and enjoying the outsides a little bit more. And they think about, well, maybe I'll start running. And running is a great place to begin a fitness program. I would say that the first step for anybody in thinking about any kind of fitness program is, particularly if you haven't been doing anything much and this is your first foray into a new fitness protocol, get checked out with your doctor. Make sure that everything is okay, that your blood pressure is good, that you're in working order before you start asking your body for a little more output than perhaps you've been doing before.
Okay. I'm under the impression that running, as opposed to some other physical activities, gives you a lot of bang for the buck in the sense that you can burn off a lot of calories quickly and you can get your heart rate up and get that aerobic conditioning going, which might take longer to do on some other great things like a bicycle or other outdoor activities. Would you agree with that?
I would. Running, the people have been running recreationally for a very, very long time. So there's a well-established running community in just about every place. There's certainly a good one here in Hudson. So there are running clubs and running groups. There's a lot known about that kind of fitness. It's a great cardio workout, no doubt about it. It's also a great mental workout because you're outside, you're in nature, you can run in beautiful places. So it kind of gives you two benefits. One is that it helps you physically, improves the heart, improves the muscles, and joint strength, but it also can be mentally relaxing.
So name one of the clubs that's in this area that people can look up if they want to.
The Kinderhook Runners Association. I guess it's the Kinderhook
Runners Club.
Runners Club, yeah. They have at least a weekly run out of Kinderhook. I'm not sure that I know what night it's on this time of year.
I think their website is at krc.com, but I may be wrong. So check it out. Google them. The Kinderhook Runners Club. I was actually a member of that for a while.
Yeah, they're a great group. The other thing is that in running, it's really wonderful to have a lot of people start out running without much of a goal or a direction for that. And there are so many locally produced 5K runs, which is a great place to start. 5 kilometers, 3.1 miles. You can walk it, you can run it, you can do a combination of both. There are many runs here in Hudson. Kinderhook Runners puts on one in June.
Sean's Run
in April in Chatham. Run for the Rhubarb in New Lebanon in June. There's just lots of those available, and it's a good way to focus your efforts.
Yeah, I've been in a bunch of 5Ks, although I don't train a lot to be fast, but they're so much fun, and there's a lot of camaraderie, and certainly you can meet people with a common interest. And if you get involved, you might find out that you are competitive, and who knew?
That was certainly how I started. I didn't know that I was competitive until my first race back in the 80s, and then I've been running for over 30 years.
Wow. So what type of equipment does a person need to get started in running properly?
That's a good question, and unlike just about any other sport, you don't need a lot of equipment. Really, all you need is a decent pair of running shoes. And I would recommend that, make sure you have good shoes, not to go out in your own old worn sneakers. You're asking for running injuries and pain and discomfort. So I would go to a reputable running store where the people there know something about running. So locally, we have places like Steiner's. They're knowledgeable. In Albany, a place called Fleet Feet. I would stay away from the big box stores, but stick with, local outfitters and running shops.
The interesting thing about rubber, if you have an old pair of sneakers laying around in the closet for 15 years, rubber can get old even if you're not using it. It can get hard, lose its elasticity. So, people say you can get ankle injuries running, and you can if you're using bad footwear.
Yeah, and people should change their, depending on the kind of mileage they're doing, but at least once a year get a new pair of shoes and look at the bottom of the sole of the shoe to see what's the wear pattern. How are you landing? How are you striking the ground with your foot? And there are ways, working with coaches, and to adjust your biomechanics so that you're moving as efficiently as possible.
When I started running and cycling, I found out quickly that cotton is not the best fabric for athletic activity because cotton absorbs water very easily. It gets wet, it stays wet, it becomes heavier and smellier. It's not the most comfortable thing for athletics. Would you agree?
I would totally agree. Those of us who work in the fitness field, we have this little thing that we say, cotton kills. And it's really true. So go with there's so many wonderful synthetics and performance fabrics that are designed to wick the moisture away. So I guess on the line of equipment, so in addition to decent shoes and socks, instead of your old cotton t-shirt, invest in a lighter weight performance shirt, and then a comfortable pair of running shorts. Again, not sweatpants.
Right. And if you are fashion conscious, ladies, they certainly have running attire out there that'll make you look cute.
You can spend a lot of money on both men and women on running attire. But, if it's a new sport for you, I would say be modest initially and get what you need for comfort and functionality. Then if you love it, then you can get some fancier things.
Right. And, of course, if you're planning to run in all types of weather, you're going to need an assortment of clothing that can keep you surprisingly warm when you're running. Now, let's say you've checked out your doctor, you got your equipment. What's a typical running plan for a novice?
So that's, I think, where most people need some guidance is, everything's set, I'm going to go out and run. So how do I run? What do I do? And in my experience, many people start running without any kind of a training plan, and they end up doing what I call junk miles. Each day that they go out and run, it's pretty much the same kind of run. They're at risk of either overtraining or undertraining because they don't have a sense of how to structure a training program. So typically there are a few elements to a training program, particularly if you have a race that you're looking to do. Like, let's say if you started running in the next few weeks as the weather is getting better and the roads are better, you could look to do a spring race in 6 to 8 weeks for a 5 kilometer race, a 3.1 mile run.
So in other words, the plan is really about like building up gradually to to something. So I guess you could, when you start out, you could walk a quarter of a mile, then you could start running slowly, walk a quarter of a mile, run slowly, and then eventually you're walking less, running more, until you can run the whole distance, even though you might be going slow. And I guess you shouldn't have, you know, bite off more than you can chew.
I think that's the place where a lot of runners, as I said, many people do too much or too little. And since most of us have, many of us, I'll speak for myself, find that, you know, we do live in a competitive, do more, you know, work harder society. So the tendency is to push. I would start with a 4-day-a-week training plan. 1 day is a recovery run. That's a little more gradual. 1 day you'll start building your distance. So you might start with 10 minutes and add 15, 20, 25. That'll be your distance day. And then maybe do something called a tempo run, in which you have your run broken into segments, and your middle segment would be at a faster pace than the first and the third.
All right. Well, there you have it. This is a Soul Train show on WGXC 90.7 FM. Our guest today has been Joanna Ezinga of Canaan, New York. And check her out at ezingafitness.com. Thank you so much for being here, Joanna. That was terrific.
Thank you, Ed. My pleasure.